honoring of prophets in the Bible and the Quran. For someone to be appointed as a spokesman for a country, no matter how small, or even a company or another person, they have to be chosen with extreme care. Their conduct has to express the message that is to be conveyed. But what about those chosen by God to send a message to His creation, the prophets? The Quran and the Bible that we have today are very different regarding this. Noah, in the Quran, is an honored prophet and one who belonged to the few prophets of strong resolve. He spent 950 years calling on his people to worship God alone and abandon paganism and idolatry. Then God saved him and those who believed with him in a ship and destroyed the unbelievers who rejected his message by drowning. And he is a believer, one of those who do good. He didn't ask for any financial recompense from his people for his mission to call them to the true faith. He only wanted his reward from God and none other. However, in the Bible we have today, Noah drinks wine and gets drunk and naked and curses his blameless grandson, making him the slave of his uncles for a crime he did not commit. Let me ask you a question. Can you choose someone like that to work for your company or even to be your friend? The Quran tells us of the prophet Lot, peace be upon him. He was the purest of his people, and his purity was the source of their enmity to him. However, in the Bible we have today, he became drunk on wine and committed adultery with his daughters, conceiving two sons, Moab and Ammon. As for Moses, peace be upon him, he is repeatedly mentioned in the Quran. The Quran speaks of his mission, his faith, his life, and his patience with his people many times. He was honored that God spoke to him directly and blessed him and his brother Aaron with the prophethood, saving them and their people from Pharaoh and giving them victory over him. The Quran tells us that the people of Moses, peace be upon him, harmed him and falsely accused him of things. And God declared him innocent of their accusations, and he had a special place with God. Whatever Moses asked for, God gave him. But the Bible we have today presents Moses and his brother Aaron as traitors who betrayed God and did not praise him among the people of Israel as he ordered them to. It says that Moses was rude to God, speaking to him in a way that no human should, let alone one of the most honored of prophets. However, the Quran tells us about Aaron, peace be upon him, and his reaction to his people when they worshiped the calf instead of God, and how he rebuked them for committing this heinous act and upheld the oneness of God. The Bible portrays Aaron himself as the maker of the calf, who the children of Israel worshiped, denying God. How can a prophet create a God? More importantly, how can an intelligent person believe that a prophet can lead people to unbelief? A prophet's mission is certainly the opposite of that. The prophet of God, Jacob, Israel, is described in the Quran, along with his father, the prophet Isaac, and his grandfather, the prophet Abraham, peace be upon them, as strong in worship and visionary in faith. God saved them, placing remembrance of the hereafter in their hearts, and they worked for it all the time. Faith and remembrance of God was their abiding characteristic. God made them personally a reminder of the hereafter, and those who remember God remember their good deeds. They are the purest of people in the eyes of God, and they have every good characteristic and action. However, in the Bible, Jacob is not only one of the worst prophets. This is a strange sentence, but it works when talking about the prophets in the Bible. But one of the worst people as well. He schemed against his father, Isaac, and cheated him, stealing the blessing from his brother Esau. Do you accept that someone like this is one of God's honored prophets? Finally, the Bible mentions this strange story, which speaks of wrestling between Jacob and the Lord. Jacob was about to win. I'll leave you to judge for yourself. The prophets David and Solomon, peace be upon them, and other prophets were also not spared such shameful stories from the Bible. And here we ask the question again. Are these acts mentioned in the Bible the acts of prophets of God who were the best of people? As for Muslims, respecting and loving the prophets of God and belief in their immunity from corruption is an article of their faith. In the Quran, we read what God says about the blessed prophets.
إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرَى لِلْعَالَمِينَ.